this week, filmmaker Ken Burns and his partners are capturing the attention of viewers all across the country with his much-anticipated documentary series, The American Revolution, airing here on WVIA-TV at 8 p.m. through Friday, this Friday, November 21st. One of the pieces that's part of the soundtrack is an air from a suite by British composer Matthew Locke. This is the period instrument performance. What we hear on the soundtrack is a contemporary interpretation of this air by the string quartet Brooklyn Rider. And the piece itself was selected, as we're told, to highlight the transcultural connections between Europe and the American colonies during the Revolutionary era. This Saturday, the Tustin Historical Society, the Delaware Company, and Stonehaven on the Delaware will present a concert program titled Echoes Along the Delaware that will weave together stories from the American Revolution and the D&H Canal with music from across the Atlantic of the same era at Krause Hall of the Delaware Valley Arts Alliance in Narrowsburg, New York. Featured will be Ava Pressman, mezzo-soprano, Jason Sherwin, piano, and John Conway, Sullivan County historian. We had a chance to speak by phone with Jason Sherwin about his musical background and what excites him about this upcoming concert.
I've played piano since I was about 4 or 5 years old, taking lessons with the music teacher at the school before school, and then started studying with a little more of a real piano teacher when I got a little bit older. And over the years, studied where I grew up in Chicago. And then when I went to University of Chicago, which I know you have a place for in your heart as well, Erica, I studied composition there while I was studying physics, is what I really went there for. But since then, while in engineering school at Georgia Tech, I continued gigging, so to speak, in terms of music and writing and playing either piano things or piano-based rock and blues, and but then also classical music in a Romantic era and Baroque era. So since then, plenty more keyboard in the form of a piano, electric keyboard at times as well. And an extension of that actually in the last 5 or 6 years for me was DJing and playing with the, it's a different, you know, touch interface. It's not as many keys as a 88 key piano, but similar kind of keyboard-ish interface that I DJ for events locally in the area around Narrowsburg, Berryville, that kind of area. So that's kind of my brief keyboard history for you.
Now, we have you up in Narrowsburg, and there is an approaching event that is quite something because it ties into the history of that region, but the American Revolution. How did this come together? And tell us something about what we will get to experience.
Echoes on the Delaware is the name given to the event. And I always liked kind of the subtitle we thought of it, which was Music of the Times, because the concept really for the event was to have a focus on years or a single date a year that was important in the history of the area. And this part of the Delaware River near Narrowsburg, New York, also down to Berryville, where I used to live there with my wife. And there are two key times history-wise for this area. One is 1779, because that was when there was a Revolutionary War battle called the Battle of Minisink. It actually didn't go too well for the future Americans, but it was an event noteworthy for the area. And the other is more close to where we used to live in Berryville, is closer to the actual building we lived in, which was on the former aqueduct of the Delaware-Hudson Canal. And that aqueduct bridge is still there. It's actually an historic place to visit because it's the oldest surviving suspension bridge in the world. I mean, it's really a fascinating piece of architecture. And that canal was built between 1824 and 28. That bridge was built later in the 40s. That might be a future series of one of our concerts. But this concert is going to focus on those two time periods, 1779 and 1824 to 28, when the canal was being conceived and then built and then finally started shipping during 28 and 29. So we're picking music that was written or is connected somehow to these historical periods or events. So for the first half, the 1779 period, because it was Revolutionary War, it was with Britain, Great Britain, and King George III was the king that we were saying no kings about. It's George Frideric Handel's music that we decided to focus on because Handel, even though he was German, was a big favorite of George III's and really kind of emblematic of a lot of what we would consider British music. So first half of the concert will feature a little bit of a history lecture by the Sullivan County historian, John Conway, and then some songs of Handel's sung by Ava Pressman, who is a recent graduate of Swarthmore College down in, near Philadelphia. She's an excellent singer. I've played with her a few times, and her mother actually is the one who found me and got us playing together. And so first half will be George Frideric Handel, a few songs, and then I'll actually lean on some of my compositional / improvisational background to take one of Handel's keyboard suites, so back to keyboard, but take one of his keyboard suites. And there's a kind of well-known melody in one of them. It's the suite in G minor. And I'll be doing just some improvisation on that. I've done some previous concerts where I've, you know, thrown in an improvisation like that, and they seem to go well. So that'll be the first half, all focusing on Handel. So I can take a break there and go into Schubert, if you like, or if you wanted to ask me anything about Handel.
Somehow it's hard to imagine what was going on overseas when William Billings was here and they were composing things like that. It's quite a juxtaposition, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's kind of one of the things that we thought was neat about this. Like we actually applied to, there's a local arts organization in the area called the Delaware Valley Arts Alliance, the DVAA. And this concert will be at the DVAA's building in Narrowsburg. They have a little kind of recital hall. And the idea for a grant that we actually got for doing this from DVAA, the idea was these are key events historically for the area. But there was this other music that we know about, you know, from other areas of cultural life that was being written or played during that time period. And maybe not here, right, in the Delaware Valley area, like opera wasn't performed in the U.S. really until, you know, well after the Revolution. But it's cool to think about Revolutionary War is going on. And at the same time, you know, Handel's writing things like The Messiah or whatever. And similarly, for the second half of the concert, focusing on the 1824 to 28 period, I'm a big fan, and so is Ava, the singer. We're both big fans of Franz Schubert's music. And Schubert was writing some of his greatest stuff during 1824 to 28. And so we're going to focus on some of his repertoire from those years. There's some songs, they refer to them as Lieder in German. So we're going to do some Lieder of Schubert's. And then I'll play one of the movements of they call them his late piano sonatas. So his A major late piano sonata, I'll play the first movement of that to give people a taste of his, you know, just straight piano repertoire. So that's going to be like the real focus, 1779, the first half, and 1824 to 28 in the second half. And one of the neat things about the second half time period is some interesting connections that we'll point out. Either the historian will point out, or I've taken a dive into some contemporary writing around that period. And the Schubert, there are letters of his correspondence and things like that. And very interestingly, on his last ever written letter, he wrote it within about a week or so of when he died. He talks about how he's really sick. He's writing to a friend of his, and he says, I'm ill. And he's saying, I need something good to read. And I've read all these James Fenimore Cooper novels, and he lists The Last of the Mohicans, he lists The Spy, he lists The Pilot, The Pioneers, all these books that are written about the United States and basically this part of the country too. So I remember reading that the first time and thinking like, wow, that's amazing in terms of the coincidence of the time period. So there's that letter where he talks about, you know, Fenimore's Last of the Mohicans, The Spy, things like those, you know, those types of books. And then very interestingly, connected to the Delaware Hudson Canal, the first president of the canal company is a man named Philip Hone. And Hone has a very interesting history to him, but his diary is, you know, reputed to be one of the most complete day-to-day records of antebellum United States. And in his diary, actually, in 1829, so only a year afterwards, he writes about how he met the inspiration for the book The Spy, for Fenimore's The Spy. Only, you know, within like about 5-6 months of when Schubert had written about reading this book and being captivated by it. So there's all sorts of interesting connections like that in terms of what was going on in different parts of the world, in this case, through print media, through a book. And just interesting things like that, that, you know, resonated with us as we were preparing this concert and, you know, seemed like a worthy thing to bring to the community here.
So much there for you all to tell us about. And it's also interesting, isn't it, that among the founders, Thomas Jefferson, for example, was a musician, and he had lots of music at Monticello, and even scores by Handel, whom you'll be playing at the concert.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's, you know, it's interesting with Hone being really from that first generation after the Revolution, in terms of how you see it change from someone like Jefferson, you know, who is very well versed in all sorts of avenues of culture, music included. And then you get someone like Hone, Philip Hone, who's the namesake of Honesdale, which is close by here in Pennsylvania, how well versed he was in literature and music and plays, theater. And it's very interesting, like the whole context really of what was going on at that time, because I tell people when they come and visit the area and I show them the Roebling Bridge is what the Aqueduct Bridge is called, because it was designed and built by John Roebling of Brooklyn Bridge fame, is I tell them, I say, like, you know, the Keystone XL pipeline, like that's what this was of that day. It was a big deal in terms of moving coal, the special type of coal that they have in this region, anthracite, to New York and to Philadelphia and to big cities, not just the coal, but the lumber and the stone that they were using to build the floors of lobbies of hotels and things like that. And it's all really driven by this guy, Philip Hone, who was the first president. He was a mayor of New York City for 1 year. And these just interesting connections of that generation after the Revolution, where now it was blended with this uniquely American. They weren't British who became American. You know, they were uniquely, like, they were born in something called the United States. And, you know, Hone in particular was more of this kind of like the merchant class. And it has all the Delaware Hudson Canal story has all the elements of a great movie or a TV series. You know, you've got elements of big money involved. This was the first company capitalized at $1 million or more. They sold shares out of a coffee shop in Lower Manhattan. And they got, you got elements of politics, local politics of the state legislature and in Pennsylvania. You got engineering, of course, in terms of the just the marvel of having an aqueduct. I mean, this is a bridge made out of water that is being held up by, I mean, it looks like ropes in terms of the suspension technology that John Roebling made. And so, and you have energy exploration, you know, which really links it more to concepts that, you know, we see in the news cycle on a regular basis today. So it's just got all these really interesting elements tied into it.
Remind us again where we can hear the concert, the date and the time.
Absolutely. It's Krauss Recital Hall, and that is in the DVAA building, which is in Narrowsburg, New York. And the concert is on November 22nd, another historic day, but not for the reasons we talked about. And that's from 3 to 5 p.m., November 22nd. And the Krauss Concert Hall is at, or Recital Hall is at 37 Main Street in Narrowsburg.
Pianist Jason Sherwin speaking with us about a special program this Saturday afternoon at the Delaware Valley Arts Alliance Krauss Hall in Narrowsburg, New York. The time is 3 p.m., and the concert is free. Chamber music and stories from the Revolutionary War to the D&H Canal echoes along the Delaware. The program will feature John Conway, Sullivan County historian, Ava Pressman, mezzo-soprano, and our guest today on Art Scene, Jason Sherwin. Light refreshments will be served. The concert is free, but donations will be gladly accepted. And for more information on the web, DelawareValleyArtsAlliance.org. DelawareValleyArtsAlliance.org. Echoes Along the Delaware is Saturday, November 22nd at 3 in the afternoon. That's at Krause Hall of the Delaware Valley Arts Alliance in Narrowsburg, New York. And for more information on the web, DelawareValleyArtsAlliance.org.